This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been considering different ways Jesus communicated. At times, he was very direct. At other times, he was indirect. Sometimes, he combined both. When he used parables, he often left the punchline open. Take the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. After describing the various outcomes of seed being scattered on different kinds of ground, he seemed to leave the purpose of telling the parable unclear. In fact, it seemed many just liked hearing him tell parables. When the disciples later asked him what the parable meant, he first explained, "This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see, though hearing, they do not hear or understand." If they listen but don't ask questions to clarify so they can understand, then telling them a parable exposes their spiritual disinterest. Jesus quoted Isaiah, "This people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." The disciples didn't understand the point of the parable of the sower, so they asked Jesus to explain it for them. To those who were really interested, parables were designed to provoke questions that, when answered, opened their minds to greater understanding of truth. The truth was embodied in the parable, but understanding it required a hunger to pursue it. Jesus delighted in feeding hungry hearts and promised their blessing. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.